Danny Kerr, you've had your first game back for Harlequins since the England set-up. Just one last look back at that Six Nations campaign with that disappointment in Ireland. Is there a chance that that might actually measure expectation now before we go into the World Cup in a few months' time for the positive?
Yeah, definitely. I think if we'd have won that last game and we'd have won the whole thing, everyone would probably, you know, the way the media is, probably put our name on the cup already. And I think that would have been the worst thing that could have possibly happened for us. I think it's a good, looking back, it's a good thing that we lost the game and we felt that disappointment. You know, we can learn a lot from what happened over in Ireland, and you know, hopefully it make us better players for the future.
Yeah, absolutely. This weekend, Leicester at home. What's Conor O'Shea been working on with you guys this week in terms of taking on the champions?
Well, you know, obviously Leicester are a brilliant team, and they're not the champions for nothing. They've got some, you know, phenomenal players, really. You know, some massive guys in the back line, let alone the forwards. So you know, we know they're going to be a massive physical threat. They're playing a lot of expansive rugby at the moment. They're throwing it about a bit, and you know, with Youngsy and Fuddy there at 9 and 10, they're gonna want to boss the game and throw it around a bit. So now we're gonna have to put in a massive defensive effort to counteract them, and we've got to take our chances when we get them as well.
Yeah, Leicester inflicted, I think, Bath's heaviest home loss in the Aviva Premiership last weekend. You guys put 50 points on Gloucester. So in a game that's affected quite a lot by a team's confidence, that's going to make things interesting for this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, hopefully it'll be an exciting game. So, you know, we come off a great win against Gloucester. You know, it was one of those games where I think everything seemed to go for us. And, you know, every bounce of the ball went our way, and ball knocked off someone's head into George Lowe's hands, and we scored. And, you know, it was a bit bizarre, really. So now we're obviously full of confidence, but we know we've got to back that up now with another big performance, and you know, hopefully we can do that this weekend.
Yeah, now you mentioned the 9 and 10 combination there. It's going to be the battle of the England number 9s, Danny Kerr against Ben Youngs. You're looking forward to that? You're going to try and teach the youngster a thing or two?
Yeah, it's a bit weird being the old guy and the old guy in the little combination there. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know, he's the guy who's in hold of the shirt at the moment, so you know, it's a game you always look forward to. You want to play against your rivals for the England shirt, and you know, this is no different. I want to play well, and you know, but more importantly, it's about the whole team and the team playing well. And you know, if I can play my part in that, and we win the game, then I'll be very happy.
Nice to have it at home again after last weekend.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the crowd were amazing for us last week, and hopefully they'll turn out again in full support. So yeah, just going to be a massive game. You know, the games against Leicester, the type of games you want to be playing in towards the business end of the season as well.
Now, the last couple of weeks, we've heard rumour that Thomas Waldrum's found his English connection. Now, there's a chance, depending on what happens in those pre-match games ahead of the World Cup, that there's an 8 and 9 combination for England in the running at Leicester. But certainly, you have that advantage at Harlequins. Do you think it gives you a slight edge to be able to put in performances week in, week out, alongside Nick Easter, who seems to have the number 8 shirt?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, you know, Minty's the best number 8 in the competition by a little bit, I think, so. No, he deserves to be starting number 8. You know, there's obviously going to be a lot of people wanting to get the shirt off him. But, you know, it's great for me to have him at Quinn's. You know, he calls himself the general. And he'll love that I've said that on here. But, yeah, he calls himself the general. And he is, you know, he's a general of the team. He's such a great player to have. He's your sort of go-to guy when, you know, when everything's not going that well. You give it to him and he's going to do something good with it. And it's hopefully we've got a good relationship, if we can keep building that, you know, it'll stand me in good stead to play with him alongside with him in a white shirt as well.
Yeah, certainly. I think people were saying last weekend you guys were at the centre of everything good that Quinns were doing that brought that result home. And just mentioning the World Cup, 6 months away, I think we're hearing news that the England games might be moved to Dunedin now that we're not at Christchurch. In terms of your aspirations to get there and any of the warm-up games that happen in August, I think it is, are you content enough to go, well, I've got the number 2 shirt in terms of the scrum half, so I know I'm on the plane? Or is it about having to get hold of the shirt first out?
Yeah, I don't want to be number 2. I want to be number 1, and that's my goal. By the time we get to the World Cup, is to be the starting number 9. And all I can do is to play well as well as I can for Quinns, and you know, putting some good, we got some big games coming up the rest of the season, putting some big performances, and you know, see what I can do in those warm up games as well.
A few bigger than Leicester in the Aviva Premiership at the weekend. Danny Kerr, thanks very much indeed.
Cheers, mate.